at all. I don't come back to Earth until Heather says, "I knew you wouldn't mind, Mel." Me: "What?" Heather: "I knew you wouldn't mind helping. I think Emily did it on purpose. She doesn't like me. I was going to ask you to help, then say I did it by myself, but that would have been lying, and besides, they would have stuck me with all the poster work for the rest of the year. So I said I have a friend who is really artistic and community-oriented, and could she help with the posters?" Me: "Who?" Heather: laughing now, but I still hold on to the nail polish. "You, silly! You draw better than me, and you have plenty of time. Please say you'll do it. Maybe they'll ask you to join, too, once they see how talented you are. Please, please, whipped cream, chopped nuts, and cherry on top, please. If I screw this up, I know they'll blacklist me, and then I'll never be part of any of the good groups." How could I say no? Dead frogs. Our biology class has graduated from fruit to frogs. We were scheduled to do the frog unit in April, but the frog company delayed.